Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening, and welcome to Talking with Tina. Today is Wednesday, September the 4th, 2019. I'm saying it slowly because I want to see if I can lengthen the time before we're at the end of the year. I saw a post today online that we're in the BER month, right? September, October, November, December. This is it. This is where the magic happens. This could be our Hail Mary for the year. This could be the beginning of our life, right? We don't know where this world is going to take us. But thank you for joining, nonetheless, and making this day ours. We are present and accounted for, courtesy of New Age Guild Blog Talk Radio. I suggest you do a little research. Find New Age Guild on Facebook. Follow. It's not just our show, my show, that happens. There are so many different people out there with so many different gifts that can resonate with you and your questions. So I strongly encourage support that you take a look and follow New Age Guild on Facebook. It is 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 o'clock Mountain, 9 p.m. Central, and if you want to get wild and wacky, it is 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for joining, making, being a part of our 8th show. Ooh, 8, what a great number. Ooh, that's infinity, that's abundance, that's balance. Thank you so much for being a part. We are broadcasting from lovely Denver, Colorado. One of my favorites, as you all know, one of my favorite aspects of taking calls is not only taking the call, getting to connect with you, but also hearing from where you're calling. Oh, it's just amazing how close the world can be when you share the state that you're calling. And if you feel comfortable enough, maybe the city, but just letting us know from where you're calling in state-wise is very much appreciated. Don't forget, of course, to give your name and, more importantly, give us a moment to connect so I can hear everything that's shaken down with you and put the intention and energy and understanding into your reading from the very beginning. More specifically, our call-in number for tonight's show is 760-888-5700. Again, number to call in this beautiful evening is 760-888-5700. If you want to get in touch with me specifically for a private reading to learn more about me, to me at www.ihearTarot, which is www.ihearTarot.com. If you want to reach out to me by text, because that is the way we do things these days, right? You can reach out to me by text or call at 234-9. Oh, my love, we have got a beautiful show this evening. Not only are you going to make a part of it and share these beautiful messages that come through, oh, but we're going to talk about how to raise your vibration. We're going to, of course, include our tarot readings, maybe medium readings, if that's so what's included. We're going to talk about today's number, right? Which is so interesting because when I say today's number, right, we're talking about numerology. We're just talking about the influences and energy that numbers can have on our being, on our life. It doesn't define, nothing defines you for certain, right? Just an influence, an awareness, an understanding, some insight that can happen from the number four. You may find yourself moved with this number just for today. It could be for the month. Heck, it could be for half your life, right? Number four happens to resonate with me. I'll be honest with you. When I was going through this, preparing notes for our call and for our readings tonight, I was like, yeah, I'm a four. I can get behind that. And so maybe you'll find that you resonate and can get behind it. Maybe you're like, but I know someone. And that just gives you a little bit of insight to what's going down in their world. Ooh, my love. We're going to get to calls in just a moment because I know we've got a few people on standby and I want to respect and honor that. But I also want to share with you, we are going to discuss, aside from the number four, that's my Sesame Street throwback. We're going to talk about, oh, my loves, when you hit rock bottom, what happens, right? Because this is something that we're seeing that we talk about, right? And so we're going to look a little bit further into when you feel like, it may not even be when you genuinely hit rock bottom, but when you feel like it, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about social media. Oh, when I say social media, I mean it on the highest level too, right? We're just going to talk about that for a little bit. And the reason I bring it up is because I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and we're pretty good friends, and he's got a big family, and it came down to a really soft spot for him or a tender spot for him about responses and reactions that came through Facebook and how some people use that as a curtain. And how some people don't use it, but it's taken as a curtain. So we're going to talk about that more specifically. We're going to talk about readings that you receive now from what you receive later. We're going to talk about making a stand and what that means for yourself, right? There's so much going on in our personal lives right now that all this kind of ties in together. So we'll see if we can get through all this. We're going to talk about making apologies, bringing abundance into our life, what that looks like, how we recognize it, what we do with it when we have it, right? So we'll expand further on what it is we have going on. But just to remind you, my dears, call a number for this beautiful evening is 760-888-5700. If you want to catch up with me individually, privately, for a one-on-one reading or to follow up on a reading I provided you this evening, shoot me a text, give me a call, 234-97-TAROT. And I do believe we have Regina on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Oh, my love, I hear you're calling from Georgia. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining and tuning in. What is on your mind?
What's on my mind is career, my job. It is a contract position, and even though it's been extended, but I have been applying for jobs in that company itself because I feel like I already got my foot in, and it's a really good company. It's a health insurance company. So,
okay.
What is the next step in moving forward? Is this, am I going to have the job that's outside this company, or do you see me getting something permanent in that company?
Yeah, so let's look at that. And Regina, we're just going to see if there's any, my first inclination is to see if there's any hang up in you getting the job, because you definitely come through as qualified and have and having proven yourself, right? So let me see if there's anything that really is not necessarily you, but what's going on with the company as far as hiring, right? Let's look at that first, and then we'll also look and see what might be out there as far as if you do step away from the company, what that might look like for you, okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay. Let's just see. So what's coming through, okay, So here's what, okay, so here's what's coming through for you, my dear. The cards mm-hmm. are talking about you definitely have and continue to prove yourself, right? Your devotion, you're consistent with your work, and all of that is showing through. It's not so much you, it does feel like it's a bit of a lengthy process where at this point mm-hmm. it does feel like they should be making a decision because everything is pretty clear, but for some reason they are continuing to, I don't want to say test you, but to continue to validate and verify your efforts and your works. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's coming through too. It also may be that your I don't want to say what you're requesting as far as pay rate goes, but it feels like budget is also part of their concern.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Good. And then there's one more thing. Give me just a moment to see what it is. You're coming through as, how do I say this? You almost could fit in one place or another place. You almost come through as being a manager or being an employee, but it's kind of tough to see where you are because just of what you do and how people see you. So that might be part of it, is deciding where you're going to go, which might also involve the budget. But you feel good. As far as the company goes, it does feel like it's taking a little bit long to decide, and they might ride out the rest of this quarter to figure out when they can bring you on full time, because that's the way it's coming through. As far as if you do decide to go a completely different route, it'll be a different route. It'll be different. It doesn't feel like you're going to stay in insurance. You might just make a completely different direction, but you'll have to really feel moved. It won't be easy. If you do decide to step away, it won't be easy with what you decide to do.
Right. Yeah, because we have one team member, she left, so there's a position that's open. But there is somebody that was a temp is also above me. So I would think it would just be a natural thing for her to, since she was there longer, you know, with the tenant. And plus, my position is different from what the position is being posted, whenever it gets posted. So and I don't have all that training, but the other temp does. All the other temps do. But I'm just different. So it's kind of like I kind of got a disadvantage a little with that. But that's why I've been applying to other departments and the company, that I just use the skills that I have with this contract job or this temp assignment and try to transition to another position with another department. So, but I just want to see when something permanent, like benefits and everything, when would that happen?
Right. Yeah. So, let me ask you two things that are coming through. One, as far as management for where you are right now, is there a male boss or someone that's kind of like up there, you know, up in the chain, so to speak, that you work with or work for?
You talking about like for my team or my department? No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-mm. No.
So the reason I ask is because I'm getting a masculine influence that almost feels like they like what you're doing, they like your work, and they like where you are, which is great, but not necessarily for you when you want to move, right? And so when you're in a spot and someone likes you there, it may not be right for you, but it's right for them. And so if they're further up in the chain, it might not be as easy for you to transition. Do you follow? And you're a beautiful blend. And so because you can't be pinpointed one way or the other, there's some flexibility for them, but not necessarily for you.
Right. Exactly.
Because
everybody else probably can move up quicker than me because of, because they saying like my position is not something they will hire permanently. So that's why I'm applying for other positions.
Right. Yeah, you're a real support system, but it's really difficult to define or label your role. That's one thing. Two is, and you're such a team player and people like working with you and your work proves your effort. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing, right? You're so good that people don't want to let you go. And then the other thing is, if you do, like I said, by love, decide to transition, you really got to be ready to like jump ship and go for it. And when you start to think about it, sometimes that gets scary because you're like, wow, maybe this boat isn't so bad, but now I'm going to try to swim to that one and hope it doesn't move before I get there. So that could be kind of scary. Just know that you'll really come to the point where you're going to decide, am I ready? And that might come up for you. But if you do, it's almost going to be a 180. So you're going to feel rejuvenated and excited again and engaged again. So if you feel like that's been kind of like moving away from you, you'll get to feel that again when you decide, all right, it's time to move. And then second to that, are you in a relationship right now? A romantic relationship?
No.
Okay. All right, great. So the reason I ask, and this is interesting, but I'm just going to share it with you. The reason I ask is because this beautiful King of Cups surfaces. And when this card surfaces, that can indicate romantic relationship or the impact that a romantic relationship will have on your decision, which is why I asked. Because looking at the cards initially, I was like, maybe she's got hubby, boyfriend, significant other who is less excited about you transitioning because they like your security. But if that's not the case for you, maybe that's something that's kind of going on around you that'll happen about the same time you transition is towing into a relationship. But that's a different question.
How long do you see the transition happening? I mean, will I actually get something, you know, that is permanent?
Yeah, let me see what they want to say. I'm just going to ask about transition for you in general.
Okay.
My love.
But that's a good thing about relationship.
Oh, it's good. It's funny that you say that right now because I'm looking at the Two of Cups, which just surfaced. So, there's some movement around you, my dear. You've got a lot going on. Let me see. You were asking about transition. Okay. What was coming through was October would be when you would start to hear and see things, but it already feels like that's what's happening right now. So as it's coming through, it feels like it may be something that happens, like this talk, we'll say water cooler talk, is happening for like the next 3 months or so. We're not going to see any real movement closer till the new year, right? So stuff might start to kind of happen and then freeze in the middle of the end of the year and then pick back up, kind of the way things go in general. But you're in a good place because you get to think on and come to a place of decision. And you also get to see what they're going to do. So you're almost like across from them making the same decisions, taking the same stand, but you're doing it in your own time and they are too.
Yes, yes. And that makes sense because at the end of the year, I think they're going to extend the contract. So, and I've been there for a year. It will come up next January. So that would be my full year upcoming.
Okay, yeah.
So that would make sense, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so just keep that in mind, my love. So you're in a good place, just like they are, but don't feel like you're not as equally advantaged because you are. You're just doing things your way and not, they're not seeing it like you see what's going on for them. So it's a little bit more of an advantage for you.
Okay. Okay. Well,
all right, my love.
That's a good thing.
Thank you. Yes.
You have a great night.
Yeah, you've got a lot. Thank you so much, my dear. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Dan.
Take care. All right, my love, that is a beautiful question, and that's the beauty of the cards. We ask one question, and they're like, yeah, let's talk about that. And we're like, no, we're going to ask this again. And they're like, yeah, let's talk about this. So beautiful question. And Regina, my love, you are welcome to reach back out to me at 234-97-TAROT. We can pick this conversation up in depth, right? Or catch up with me in a month or so as things start to come together. That's the beauty of having a reading with me. Even just a mini reading is to touch on something, let it bloom, and then we'll talk about it later on, becoming a bouquet or letting it go back into the earth and leaving space for something else to come instead, right? Call in number this evening, my loves, is 760-888-5700. We have so much good stuff to talk about. right? I'll talk about the number four. We're going to talk about the impact that social media has on our lives and on our perspective. Oh, we're going to talk about, speaking of which, making stands, what that looks like in our life, where it looks like it's appearing in our life, and how it appears in our life. Oh, my gosh. And I had the most beautiful reading with a gal today. Some of my readings are anonymous. Most of the time, I don't remember what comes through. That's the beauty of reading and intuition and channeling. But her message was so strong, so impactful, that it stuck with me. And I was speechless. I was just amazed by the beauty of this message. And the roundabout general question was that she had met and really connected emotionally, energetically, like on every level, except for physically. That's how much this connection was, right? No physical, just all energetic, emotion, all that, right, that we can't see. She wanted to know if this relationship was going to go somewhere, because it's a natural question when we connect on such a level. That's the first thought and assumption, is this is going to go somewhere. What is it going to look like, right? And so she came to the table with this beautiful question of, all of this connection was happening. Here's what's coming up. Are we ultimately going to be together? And I'm telling you, the response that came from the cards, the response that came from guides, source, God, the heaven, whatever you believe in, however you believe the energy is and comes to you, came back with this beautiful message. I'm going to share it with you. Before I do so, I do believe we have Keisha calling in from Arizona. My love, are you there?
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Hi. You're on the air with Tina. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
I have a question.
My love, what's on your mind? Yes.
Well, okay. So I happened on this opportunity, and a guy offered me something, and I was wondering, what do you feel around it? Is it flaky, or is it the real deal? Can I really make money off of it?
Okay, yeah. Good question. Let me see, Keisha, what the cards want to say. So what I'm going to ask is this trade or is this proposition in your best, highest, and greatest? That's the way I'm going to position it, okay?
Okay.
So here's what's coming through for you, my love. A couple of, well, it's almost like they're giving me a timeline or the experience. So at first it comes through as your energy and your effort might be extended. So they're just saying you might have to put more time, more money, more energy into whatever this project is, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
It does look like at the peak of it, it looks pretty good. Like things are going to come together and you're really going to start to see the results of what it is you're anticipating, maybe even higher than what's, in quotes, been offered to you, right? That
right.
Feels like it's going to happen for a little bit. So longer, in fact, Keisha, than what others may have experienced. Like, oh, this may work for them for so long, but for you, because you're a go-getter and you're really tenacious, you're going to do something with this. Here's the deal. If you're going to pursue it, my love, which you can, just
mm-hmm.
know the end result may not be at all what the height of the project is. So the way it almost comes through for you is like if it's a stock, they're saying go for it, and then when it's at the height, get out, and then when it falls, it's not going to impact you. Do you follow?
All right, so get out when – okay.
So
well, that doesn't
you
sound
definitely...
very – well, I'll get experience when I come out, I guess. I don't know.
You'll definitely have experience. That's just part of who you are, is wanting to know the ins and outs of just about everything.
Right.
I will say you could get some advantage out of it, but in the long run, if he's promising you something that's long-term or past a year, absolutely not. But you could have a little bit of advantage, but I certainly wouldn't advise you to depend on it for anything more than maybe 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months. That's it. It's not even worth doing.
I'm not kidding. I gotta be honest with you, my love. It does look like there's some really good opportunity there, and then it just
fizzles out.
Flatlines. Yeah. Fizzles out's a good way to say it. Yeah. So for you, again, it's just going to be how much time and energy you want to put into it. You're going to spike. You're going to do well because that's just you. And then,
I'll try it anyway.
Here's the thing. You're not going to do poorly at it. This is you. You just have that gift. But I just wouldn't depend on it long term.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Just keeping that in mind and keeping in mind whatever time, energy, and money you put into it, know this is what I'm going to get back, or know this is when I'm going to jump. And then if you have that in front of you as a baseline, you're good because you know how to follow that. Some people, we just get excited and, you know, put it all on red and go for it. In your case, you're like, no, I'm going to keep it in my pocket. This is all I'm going to put on the table. You're good that way.
Right.
So as long as you keep with your parameters, and keep your pulse on whoever you're working with, because, again, you have that gift. You do. You could do something with this, but you just got to have your lines and boundaries drawn so you don't get,
You know
the ether does that for all of us.
Right. Okay. All right. 3 to 6 months, huh?
Yeah.
Will it at least be a big profit?
It'll be decent. I'll be honest with you, my love. It'll be decent, and you probably could write it out to 9 months.
Would I be able to pay off my student loans?
Let me see. I'm gonna ask. That's a big question. Okay. There's a lot of variables there, but let me.
Because it's a lot of money.
There's going to be some serious opportunity there for you. If you take and grab when you can, you could do something with that. So however this project works, just know that you may have to make some priorities. I'm not getting that you can pay all of it, my love, but you can definitely get chunks of it or a chunk of it or start kicking off a chunk of paying it back. And I don't know what that means or how that means, but it's like, hey, this might start up here, and then it gains momentum, and you'll see that
advantage.
If I
can do, like, at least half of it, then I can handle the payments, you know. But right now, it's astronomical.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Only something like where what's coming through, and I know this isn't the way it works for student loans, but the way it's coming through is, like, when you refinance a house, there's value in doing it, but you're still not debt-free, but there's value in it because of the equity, yada, yada, yada. So,
you're
so quick, you could figure out. You seem so good with numbers anyways, but it seems like you could figure this out and map it out. But you'll see the momentum. You'll see what's happening in the trends, and then do something with that. That's where your advantage is, and then you'll notice the writing on the wall and just trust yourself and the jump when you're feeling like it's time.
But what if I took this opportunity and took it to another market or moved to another state, a new area? Would I be able to get another – I think that's what's going to happen. I'm wasting all that energy.
That's what you're going to look at, and you'll know more to answer
your
question.
Oh, I know at that
love.
Point. Gotcha.
Yeah, you'll know. You'll already see it. You'll know for yourself what to do with it. And that's part of getting to capitalize on what you're doing. So you got to accept that. You've got a lot of you're so good with money and numbers and all that good stuff. So you'll know.
Right. Okay, cool. All right, thank you so much. God bless you.
All right, my love.
Thanks
so much. Thank you. You too. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
No problem. Bye. Oh, my loves, beautiful questions tonight. I know we've got a few more callers on standby, so we're definitely going to get to you because I love that you're here present and ready to speak with me with what you have going on in your world. First, I just want to give you a teeny tiny bit of insight to the number 4, right? This is 4. This is a very masculine, strong number, right? And when I say masculine, it's not at all biased because all of us have a masculine side and a feminine side, right? This 4, this magic 4, is all about fate. And I'm going to explain why, right, when I describe a little bit more about what's shaken down with the number four, right? So four is all about strength, stability, as I mentioned, masculinity. And I just want you to gain, have a little bit, put this in your back pocket, bring it out when you need to, when it serves you, right? Four is very dependable, very productive, very punctual. Four is all about management, all about process, all about procedure, right? You can count on, and when I say count on a number four, also when you realize you're identifying people with these characteristics or aspects to themselves, or even you, you're like, huh, yeah, now you can count on me for that, right? Four is also results-oriented. So if you're out there and you're like, I got to find someone, I need someone, right? Four is results-oriented, which means, though, on the flip side, it may not be just about acknowledgement or recognition that moves the number four. It could be like, I got the job done. I don't necessarily need a plaque. I just need to see check on my list of to-dos. Fours can often be good with their hands as far as being a craftsman or a skilled laborer. We're talking master plumbers, electricians, woodworkers. Maybe you underwater basket weaving is your specialty. Fours are also known for dependability, being a good provider. Now, I got to say, sometimes being a good provider doesn't necessarily mean your sunshine and roses and warm clouds and hugs, right? It means that the provider is there to support you so you have everything you need. And it may not be that they give you the love and security that you're thinking you want to feel, but they are taking care of you, and that's what moves them, right? That's how they love you. Again, on the flip side, that provider may think they're doing everything for you and you're working within that structure of what they're offering you, and you need, I need some breathing room. I'm too confined. Four can do that. Four can be a little choice as far as parameters, but that's because that's how they manage things. That's how they, I'm not going to use the word control, but that's how they keep things streamlined, right? And that's how they keep processes going. They're offering the support structure. That's what they do. That's what they're known for. It's what you can count on. Known for managing situations, supervising situations, right? And some, here's the thing. Sometimes with the number four, they don't like to make waves. They're just doing my job, ma'am. Nothing special, just getting it done. This is why the clock ticks instead of talks, right? And so with the number four, they don't necessarily like to make waves, but when it's time to stand, they will. Like I said, they keep the clock ticking, maybe versus talking, but when it's time to talk about that tick, they'll stop the whole clock until everything is working the way it should be, because they feel like the talk or the tick should be this way. So four can be a bit stubborn because, again, they see their parameters, they see their world, they see their process this way. This is what they offer you. This is what you can count on. So four can be known as being stubborn. I did tell you this when we started. I resonate with the number four, right? But it's not because it's for the simple, pure fact of being stubborn and putting heels into the ground. It's because this is what works. This is how it continues to work. Tradition is a huge aspect for the number four. When I say tradition, I'm going to say it again. Tradition. What is it you really think of? What is it that comes to mind when the word tradition is put out there? And I don't mean like tradition in someone's mantra or in someone's when you walk into their place of business and we are a traditional and we believe in tradition. I don't mean that. I mean, when you hear the word tradition, what does it mean to you? Tradition. How does that feel, right? Is it you are at home every night at 5 o'clock with your whole family? It doesn't matter what's going on. Is it you put your cell phones to the side? Is it you say a prayer? Is it you say a certain prayer that you have said for generations? Tradition. This is the word I'm asking you about. right? If you're looking at your significant other, if you're sitting there with your child, maybe a best friend, do you have the same idea of tradition? Do you have the same experience of tradition? Are you trying to instill a tradition? Oh, just hold on to that word and that feeling. Tradition, right? That's the number four. Holding that space, holding that legacy, holding that memory, holding that energy. It's difficult to hold anything these days, right? Because there's so little of the same thing that appears in our lives. Because everything is moving and changing and nothing is in print and nothing is in stone, right? So tradition, like it's even difficult for me to say repeatedly because it's so infrequent. Tradition is not what we see, breathe, know, and are as much these days. We like to think so. We like to say so. But when that word comes to you in a flash, what does it look like? What would your daughter say? What would your 18-year-old son say? What would your wife of 5 years say? What would your employee of 2 months say? Right? That being said, my love, it looks like we have Michael on line from Las Vegas. My dear, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was pondering a move, and there's multiple. I have friends in California that are like, hey, why don't you move back? I have friends in Denver where you're at who said, hey, come check this out. I have a new business acquaintance that's like, hey, we're doing a project. And we might want to have you involved in Costa Rica, you know, that's months down the road type of thing. And I was just kind of curious on what you kind of feel, because I've only been in Vegas a year, and it just hasn't clicked.
Okay. So you're pretty much open to just about anywhere at this point and the opportunities, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would even consider Scottsdale, but, I mean, I'm kind of over the desert.
Sure. Well, you know, every area that you mentioned has its own beauty, but it sounds like you're looking for something that's really going to be like home base where you can grow from it, and whether or not that, you know, entails you traveling, not a big deal. You're just kind of wanting someplace to settle in, call home, and then move from there. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So let's look at your options here. You mentioned, we're just going to flip a card for each. That might be the easiest way to address it at this point. So you mentioned California. You mentioned Colorado.
Yep.
You mentioned Arizona. And on the flip side, you mentioned out of the country, right?
Correct.
Okay. So let's just look at we're going to look at California, Colorado, Arizona, which I know you said you're kind of working past right now and out of the country. So I'll tell you what's coming up for you is the two areas, the locations that stand out for you is California and then out of the country. Here's the deal. This is interesting. So this is interesting. Are you in a relationship, Michael, in a committed relationship?
No.
Okay. Are you open to being in a relationship? No. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what's coming through. California looks like it offers you a lot of flexibility. And when I say flexibility, that's almost coming across as you could do this, this, and this, or be here, here, and here. So it's not like you're pigeonholed and you're stuck there for a year or you're making a commitment. But it looks like some real growth is around California for you, right? Colorado doesn't come through for you as breakthrough as California does. And I can't see what and why that is. It just looks like it's not as growth-oriented for you. Not to say it's not a beautiful area, but it just might pigeonhole you. When you get into Arizona and then out of the country, there's more energy for you as far as what really moves you and what, like, lifts you. You almost come through as, like, when you're in that space and that element, it's where you excel. So California gives you a lot of liberties, but when you're looking further into Arizona and out of the country – there's just something about those options that really give you even more liberty and options that you didn't even see here in the States.
Wow.
And I'm not sure. Yeah. And I'm not sure why it's Arizona and out of the country, but in Arizona, and I'll tell you, my love, Arizona, again, even though you said not so much for you, does feel like where your heart is and where relationship could happen. And then as far as
okay.
out of the country, again, I'm seeing emotion and relationship there, but it could have to do with what you find. But it looks like you don't come through as destined to be in one location. You come through as traveling, feels like it's in your blood, it's just in your makeup. And so when you're out there, you're working less, but you're being fulfilled more is the way it comes through for you.
And that's kind of the thing of what I'm looking for, because, again, I've always chased the money, and now there's
mm-hmm.
more balance. And again, I missed out on so many things right before the crash when I was in commercial finance, because it was all about work. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that type of stuff. But now I'm like, I'm more about experiencing things, and I really don't
mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, the bills need to be paid, but I'm just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, it definitely feels like it's
the beach or whatever.
Let me see. Let me just flip a couple more cards to see what else might be there for you. Hold on. Just in general. Yeah. It's you might feel itchy because it's time to move. You're right. Your intuition and just your business sense, because you've got that, is telling you it's time to move, right? But you're smart because you're like, all right, it's time to move. But you don't just move. You're like, okay, now what are my options? And then what am I going to do? And then what matters to me? And so all those buckets and that value is changing for you. And so you're attuned to that. And now that you're looking at, all right, it's time to make a decision, then it's categorizing or kind of shrinking down your decisions and then what moves you. So it definitely
right.
feels like, again, family is coming up for you, relationship, what fills your cup, and yeah, you've got everything else pretty much buttoned up, but you don't feel, like when I say itchy feet again for you, you just feel like a traveler. And so it just feels like it's definitely time for some movement and maybe further away from what it is you've known.
Yeah, and ultimately I was even thinking about just getting a sprinter van and building it out a little bit and just doing the van life for a year or two. A sprinter van, the really tall vans. And you build it up into like a little RV and you just travel.
Oh, my gosh. Well, traveling is there for you. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that worked out for you. Connection keeps coming up. Oh, there's something else. Hold on a second. There was something else that was coming through for you. It escaped me, but you've got a good business sense. It's just, it feels like it's time to make that decision, or at least kind of wean down what decisions you're choosing from, so you can stop getting distracted by everything else.
Exactly. And you see this in 2-3 months time frame?
It feels
thing.
Pretty good. It feels pretty soon. Time is that funny thing. It's really, time is
yeah.
really more about actions and what happened and what initiates something else. Yeah, it feels pretty good for you. Hold on a second. Let me do some. Yeah, for you, it comes through with 6 to 8 months. 7 is a
okay.
big number that comes through for you. So in your case, because you're such a planner and you're good with trends and projections, you might start to see it moving that way. And then closer to, again, because of your gifts, you might make a decision closer to like 5 or 6 months, and then you're acting on it at 7. So just keep that in mind. But by March of next year, you feel like you come through as pretty planted on what you're doing.
Well, good,
as
long as I'm out of Vegas by summertime.
No. By then, see, that's the deal with you. By then, you're going to already be capitalizing on the decisions that you made. So next summer feels pretty solid for you. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, my love. Thanks so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Of course. Take care. I tell you. And this is what I explain and share with everyone. When we talk about time, we love to see it as linear, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, right? Universe plans it almost downwards, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, right? And so if we're closer to 2 or 3, then we go up to 4, up to 5, up to 6, up to 7, right? And so in this case, if we hit 3, within 2 weeks, and 4 within a week, we're going to get to the same place as if we hit 4 within a year. And this is a difficult thing for us to see sometimes, is because we're thinking, well, if I just give it 3 more months, I'll get the job. I give it 3 more months, this relationship is going to manifest. If I give it 3 more months, I'm going to win the lottery because I've been playing, right? And so universe is saying, well, you got to buy 4 tickets before you win the lotto, right? And you might not buy 4 tickets until 3 months is up to the day, right? But you could buy 4 tickets to the lotto within 1 month, right? Just think about that. Universe is saying it takes 4 tickets for you to win the lotto. Our minds, the way we think time works is, I'll win the lotto in 3 months. And you might play the lotto January, February, and March, and then twice in April, right? Or even once in April. And that's still 4 times. So it's almost like this crazy, bendy, gummy, taffy-like reality of time where if it's bing, 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 and you play the lotto 4 times, the universe said, we had it written down for you a long time ago. You're going to win the lotto after you played it 4 times. And reality, the way we see it is, okay, I'm going to play it for 6 months. I'm going to play it for 3 months because we think we have to put all this time and effort into what it is we're doing to get what we want. The universe is like, no. It's all about the sequence of events. You played it 4 times, you won. You can play it 4 times in a month, or you can play it 4 times in 3 months. It's still going to be after you play the lotto 3 times or 4 times, whichever one you want to count as the winning lotto, right? So keep this in mind when you ask anyone, any reader, any psychic, any whatever, even when you're looking at your business plan, you don't look at it from a time frame. You look at it from a this is what has to be done frame. So I say that and encourage you and remind you to keep that in mind when you ask about time, because it's not necessarily about the length. It's about the activity within, which is why things can change when or after you get your cards read or after you have a reading or after you have a prediction or even a projection. Same thing, right? Well, we projected you to do really well at the end of this quarter. You're doing so well halfway through that we're going to take it to the next level for the second quarter, right? No one's going to say anything about it because, again, it wasn't about time. It was about the activity around it. So please, and any reader that comes to you, you know, if they're like, hey, X amount of time, just be open. And you know, everyone reads differently. That's just the beauty of who and what we are and what we do. But that's how it comes through from email us. It looks like we have another call on standby from Columbus, Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. My love, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
I'm here.
My dear, what's your name?
My name is Filson.
Oh, beautiful name. What's on your mind?
I want to ask Spirit just to give me whatever advice is in my highest and best good right now.
That's such a beautiful question. Yeah, let me see what they want to say for you, my dear. Yeah. So what is coming through for you, Filson, my love, is decision-making. And when I say decision-making, the cards want to remind you, Source wants to remind you of how strong you are and how much conviction you have to have when you're making a decision. You come through as the Empress card is what's representing you right now. And she's all about abundance, love, harmony, wanting to take care of, being in that feminine role, sometimes being a mother, a caregiver, right? And so if you're feeling a little bit out of balance, it's because there's so much around you as far as your inner strength and tapping back into that. Do you follow?
Yeah.
Okay. So when there's a little bit of inner conflict, and I'm not sure if you're feeling or going through that right now, but I'm seeing a little bit of inner conflict in your cards are also saying, this is going to come through and it's going to pass if there is anything shaken down for you. and you get to tap back in again to your strength and what it is you're trying to create. So there's a lot of love and abundance around you, but your cards are also talking about sometimes you got to tap into that for yourself and to find it versus looking outward for it. And so if you're feeling like, man, I'm down and out and I can't, you know, fill my cup anywhere, your Empress card is saying it's all you. You just have to go inward to refill it because it's difficult sometimes when you give so much to find it out there because it's usually within yourself. That was a long way of saying that. But does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Okay, yeah. So if there is, like I said, any inner conflict, my love, it does look like there may be some decision-making on your end, and it may be especially difficult when it's emotional, when it's a relationship or a connection, because you just have an ability to feel and to feel really deeply and to be really connected. So just know that might be part of what's going on for you. You may be feeling imbalanced, uncertain, insecure, because all those things that are yourself don't feel like yourself right now. So let me just see if there's anything else. But the cards are just reminding you to stay. Are you in a relationship? Is there any energy around you in a relationship right now or any questions?
No. I just have bad luck with relationships, so I just stay away from them for now.
The reason I ask that is because an Eight of Cups is coming up and a Five of Cups, and that's definitely some uncertainty around relationship, which is why it's surfacing, my love. But you have got it going on as far as who and what you are. And what comes through for you as far as a partner goes is definitely someone that's stable and independent but consistent. And that's the biggest thing for you, is because of your relationships and your ability to love and connect with so many different people, that can be unstable for some people. So your significant other is going to have to be really secure in themselves. And so you might just consider that when you do move ahead towards relationship, is you still get to be yourself. You don't have to change because you're just beautiful. Just noticing what will work with them and being compatible is them feeling solid in them and themselves, their self, so you can still be your self.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
I see where you are and I see a little bit of the conflict, but universe is, they keep telling you, keep loving, keep being yourself. You just got to stay solid.
Yeah, I'm filling my own cup. Yeah. That kind of resonates with what I was thinking. Anyway.
Yeah, my love. It is tough when you have so much love and you feel the way you do. It can be tough. And for you, trust yourself, though, finding that partner that is stable and solid, that you don't have to apologize to and that you don't have to explain yourself to. That might be one of the biggest things for you as far as relationships go. But just keep that in mind when you decide or if you decide to move ahead with one.
Okay. Thank you.
My love, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Yeah, it is difficult to be, a lover. It is difficult to be a fighter. It is difficult to be both, right? And so, and with that beautiful Empress card, Colson, it's just, when you have all this abundance and when you have all this willingness and this light and this love, you know, you can think of it like a light in the dark. You're going to get these beautiful moths or even these beautiful bats that take care of our environment and take care of the earth that we live on, right? And the earth that we live in, this beautiful life that you have. But then you might attract a mosquito or you might attract something else less pleasant. And it's tough to say, okay, no mosquitoes, only bats and hummingbirds that come out at night, right? And so it's difficult because our natural inclination is to give and provide. And when that's taken advantage of, right, then how to balance that, how to stay true to you, how to still provide and give this world so you can keep receiving, right? It's all this beautiful, like, cycle can be difficult. And it can throw us off kilter, can throw us off balance. It looks like my loves will have just an opportunity for one more call. It's going to have to be the briefest of brief because we do have
hello,
a time
hello,
limit, but it sounds like you're already there.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Hi, Tina. I spoke to you many months ago. It's Lisa, Arizona. Thank you for doing the show.
Lisa, my love. Of course. Thanks for calling in, my dear. Thanks for sticking with me.
Yeah.
We have a hot minute, my love, but I want to see if I can support. What's on your mind?
Okay. So my question is, trying to communicate with a friend. I know he was upset. I do you see it changing? Because it's a process that I'm trying. I don't want to go in the negative. I'm trying to stay in the positive. It's a male friend that really need to communicate because we have unfinished things that are unclear. And I have to. It's important. Do you see us any time? Give a time frame when that's going to happen. It's important.
So you're wanting to see if there's going to be any reconciliation between you and this person that you're mentioning.
Yes, because we have to communicate.
Yeah. Let me see. I get you letting it be about free will right now and seeing what's going to happen in general. But do I see – okay. The answer to your question, Lisa, is, in short, yes. The cards are saying – there is absolutely possibility for reconciliation. Here's the thing, and I don't mean when you get into it like, here's the big grievance, let's talk about it, because you are going to have to work your way into rekindling that relationship, right? And then the trust that comes to talking about what it is you have to talk about, because whatever is there, I see it's somewhat significant. What comes up for you, Lisa, my love, is you might look at a couple of different approaches or aspects to how you can reach out to him or to how you can expand on the topic before you get in to resolve it. So it's almost like the vision that comes through for you is if you're working on a car, in quotes, and whatever you need to get to is like in the middle of the engine, your first thought might be to reach your hand down from the top, but then you touch something and it's hot. So then you might think, okay, I need to go underneath, but then you got to figure out how you can get underneath the car. Do you have to jack it up? Do you have to go from the side? Do you have to have someone help you? Are you using, you know, a clothes hanger? So, yes, the option and possibility is there. But just taking a step further back and figuring out how you can connect and even present the option to talk and come together is more of what's coming through for you right now.
Yes, interesting. Do you see a time frame? Like, communicating, like, before Halloween? Thanksgiving. That's all I know. Thank you.
Let me just look. Here's to be honest with you, what's coming through is probably closer to 1 to 2 months. It's going to be a little bit further out. But more specifically for you is, again, if you just take a step back and figure out not just the message, because you feel like you're pretty clear on that, it's how you can reconnect with them. And then how you can approach this, that's your bigger question, and that's going to help you with time frame. The sooner you get to an understanding or a clarity on that, the sooner you'll be able to connect with them. So to answer your question, I'm seeing it closer to 1 to 2 months, a little bit further out, but it can happen much sooner once you figure out how to approach them.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I will think like that way. Thank you for your advice. Very nice of you.
Keep me posted. Yes, my love. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Tina.
All right. Of course, you take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So again, just a beautiful example of the way time, air quotes, works, right? So just again, we're going to take a step back to my analogy. If you're working on a car, working on an engine, right? And so it's like, hey, it's going to take 2 minutes to change the whatever thingamajiggy that goes in the whatchamacallit, right? And so I just got to reach in there and twist this off and then put this in and then twist this back on, right? But again, we're not that's 2 minutes in our minds. But then we're not factoring on how long it takes to go get that part, how long it takes for the whatever to cool off, not to mention the coolant or the liquid or the whatever that might be in the whatchamacallit. These are official terms, right? So all of that now from 2 minutes to now turns into half an hour to go get the part, to get to the part, to let it cool, to fill it up, to check it, to put the top back on, to try the car running again. Woo, that just totally changed our time frame. And that's how we have to look at universe, right? That's how we have to look at the question, how long is it going to take? Universe is like, no, babe, it's not just about time. We got all the time in the world. Universe is like, we don't even qualify, quantify time. We qualify, quantify the experience. We qualify, quantify what you learn. We qualify, quantify the connection. Ugh, can you imagine? What if you stopped asking things like, how long is it going to take? And started asking things like, what is my lesson? Who do I connect with? What am I missing here? What do I give up? What do I stand for? What can I change? Who can I support? Right? I'm just going to leave that with you for the next week. What if we stopped asking, how long is it going to take? And started asking, what's my lesson? What's my experience? Who am I impacting? Who am I connecting with? What am I learning? What do I need to let go? My loves, our time is complete for this evening. Thank you so much for joining me. Catch up with me on Facebook at I Hear Tarot, right? I'll be live tomorrow evening. You can get a different perspective of how these readings work, how your messages come through, how the cards support with your questions. Thank you so much for joining, being a part, holding this space. I will see you again here next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Until we speak again, take care.